Starting on July 4th, new labor protections were implemented for fast food employees in New York City, including restricting the conditions for cutting their hours or laying them off. For more on these changes and whether they should be expanded across the state and to other professions, we're joined by Maria Figueroa, Director of Labor and Policy Research at the Worker Institute at Cornell University's School of Industrial and Labor Relations. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, David.
So for my money, the biggest change to the employer-employee dynamic that we traditionally think of is the conditions for terminating a fast food worker now in New York City. Essentially, if someone's past their probationary period, they can only be fired for egregious misconduct or in the wake of getting multiple disciplinary warnings over the course of a year. Why is it important to have that kind of threshold for employees as opposed to giving employers more latitude over when to dismiss someone who works for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, that's the main reason why this new provision is so important, precisely because there was so much instability of employment in that industry. And that was also the reason why the Fair Work Week law, which is a local law in New York City as well, was established in 2017. So the reality is that these workers experience a lot of instability in employment. Prior to the Fair Work Week law, the main issue or the main goal was to stabilize their schedules. Because as you are probably aware, it's a very common business strategy, and particularly in fast food and food services in general, and the retail, even retail sector, is the implementation of just-in-time. It's not just-in-time just-in-time production, but it's also just-in-time provision of services. And yes, it's a business practice that makes a lot of sense, right, from the business perspective. But it creates a lot of instability among workers and not knowing whether you are going to work in the next 3 days or so, and just finding out about your schedule, the night before, that was a big issue. So that was taken care of with the Fair Work Week law, but the instability continued, right? Because employers continued to fire workers without justifiable reasons. And so there was a need for additional protections for these workers. And that is the goal of this new provision, is to provide instability to workers because the business strategy of just-in-time employment, just-in-time provision of services, that will continue. And we understand that, these businesses and fast food outlets, they are in the business to make profits, and we understand that. But at the micro level, it makes a lot of sense, right, for businesses to implement just-in-time strategies for employment. But at the macro level, it creates a lot of instability in the entire economy. So I think that is a perspective also that is lacking sometimes when we evaluate these policies, because it is true, if we just look at the micro level, this seems to create, right, some tension. At least it does create tension, new tensions between employers and employees. But the reality is that from the side of the workers, it provides them with more stability. And in the end, at the macro level, that results into more stability for the economy. We have more people who have stable incomes and who are able to spend on a more stable basis.
So this law is limited just to the fast food profession in New York City. You described some of the unique circumstances in the industry that prompted some protections in the past. Do you think these measures, which also include restrictions on, you know, layoffs, saying they can only be for economic reasons, do you think that these measures have reason to be applied to other industries in New York City and potentially around the state as well? Or is this a unique circumstance we're talking about with fast food workers in New York City?
I definitely have the potential to be expanded or to be considered for expansion in other industries and across the state. Because, as I said, this issue of just-in-time production and just-in-time provision of services is a strategy that is implemented across sectors in the economy. Retail is another big example and is another sector that, you know, would greatly benefit from a just cost provision. So I would say definitely retail, perhaps the healthcare sector, which is also experiencing a lot of just-in-time strategies in the employment of healthcare providers, and definitely other localities across the state. Urban centers with high density of retail outlets and also of fast food outlets, such as Albany, Rochester, or Buffalo, even the Finger Lakes area. I think that there is definitely potential for expansion. I guess the barrier, or not necessarily a barrier, but the consideration to take into account is the mechanism, right, would enable this, would enable the expansion. That is something that would be interesting to discuss with legislators at the state level, so that this doesn't become the job of local policymakers across the state. I think it would be much more efficient, you know, if these were taken care at the state level. But obviously, you know, workers in New York City in the fast food industry, where there were so many cases of unfair discharges, they couldn't wait, right? And since we do have a law where this new provision fits so nicely, it made all the sense. But I definitely think that it might behoove legislators at the state level to take a look into this and see if there are ways that this protection could be granted to workers in other localities across the state.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Maria Figueroa. She's the Director of Labor and Policy Research at the Worker Institute at Cornell University's School of Industrial and Labor Relations. Maria, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.